Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we're starting to get the garden catalogs in the mail, at least if you're like at my house. They're coming in a steady stream this time of year. If you're looking to do something new in your garden, you may be interested in a release from the Horticulture Department at Iowa State this week recommending good plants for shady areas. We all have these in our yard. We're not quite sure what to do with them or how to landscape them. So a list of a few plants that seem to always do well in these areas. First of all, annuals. If you're looking for that little pop of color and you want to try a few annuals in a shady area to decide whether or not you want to commit that area to color and landscaping for the year, some annuals that work very well in shady areas include the wax begonia, impatiens, lobelia, coleus, wishbone flower, and pansies. The scientific names of all these are also available online at the Yard and Garden column through Iowa State University if you want to make sure that you are buying the correct plant, of course. If you're looking for perennials that you want to get going in a shady area, a partially to heavily shaded location may work well for black snake root, red baneberry, lady's mantle, astilbes, Japanese painted ferns, heartleaf brunera, bleeding heart, hackone glass, grass, hostas, crested iris, cinnamon fern, creeping phlox, Jacob's ladder, lungwort, celandine poppy, and toad lily, among others. If you're looking to put some native plants in your shady area, native woodland wildflowers are a group of plants that are often overlooked for these areas. Since they are native to the state, one advantage of these native woodland wildflowers is that they are well adapted to the area and are fairly easy to grow and perform well when given a favorable environment. Some native woodland wildflowers that make good additions to the home landscape in that shady garden area include wild columbine, jack in the pulpit, goat's beard, Canadian wild ginger, Dutchman's breeches, shooting star, false Solomon seal, Virginia bluebells, woodland phlox, May apple, Solomon seal, bloodroot, trillium, Mary bells, and many others. Obtaining these plants is usually fairly easy. Woodland wildflowers are readily available at many garden centers and from a variety of high-quality mail-order nurseries. It's highly recommended that you do not remove plants from natural woodland areas, as they may not be as well adapted to yard or landscape situations. If you've got an area under a low-lying tree or something where you're looking for ground cover in a shady area, you may want to look at bugleweed, wild ginger, barren wort, sweet woodruff, hostas again, yellow archangel, spotted dead nettle, creeping lily, turf, Japanese pachysandra, lungwort, foam flower, or vinca. Variegated bishop's weed and lily of the valley are two other shade-tolerant ground covers. However, both of these plants spread rapidly and can become invasive, so be very careful of where you plant them. Do not plant them with other perennials, as they will very quickly crowd out the neighboring plants. Variegated bishop weed and lily of the valley should be planted only in areas where they can be confined, such as between a building and a sidewalk, or if you are okay with them spreading freely in whichever area you plant them. Just make sure you keep this in mind as you are planning your garden. Again, if you're looking for plants, this is a partial list of recommended plants that may do well in these shady areas. As I mentioned, the full list, as well as the scientific name for all of these plants, because we know that sometimes plants can have many different common names depending on what you are used to using for that plant and what it's called from catalog to catalog, but the scientific names should usually remain the same from nursery to nursery and also from what is historically been known for that plant. Also, others may have different varietal names that you may be unaware of. All of that information, again, you can log on to the Iowa State University Extension website. It's one of the most recent yard and garden columns, so you can search by that, or it should be in the news feed on the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach homepage. You can also search plants for shady areas on the Iowa State University webpage, and that should pop up that as well. Also, want to remind folks real quick that we do have several programs starting in January and coming up in early February. A couple of those have registration deadlines coming up this Friday. If you're interested in Moving Beyond the Basics Farm Record Keeping for Women, that registration deadline is this Friday. The four-week class starts next Monday, January 27th, and goes from 6 to 9 p.m., and that is at the Cass County Community Center there in Atlantic. Also next week, we have the free healthcare informational meeting, just to give folks an idea of what the Affordable Care Act looks like and some things from their personal health history they may want to take into consideration when shopping for healthcare, as well as a brief overview of the Iowa insurance marketplace. That health insurance informational meeting is next Tuesday, January 28th at 6:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. Both of those programs do require pre-registration. The Farm Financial Record Keeping Program requires a $50 registration fee, but does include all materials as well as 4 weeks worth of dinners. The insurance information meeting is free to attend, but we would like people to pre-register so we can plan accordingly for the space and materials. For more information on upcoming programs from Cass County Extension, we encourage you to visit our website. Just look up Iowa State University Extension in Cass County, and that should take you right to our page. You can also keep up with the latest happenings on Facebook. Stop by our office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call anytime, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.